Did you know we have three Illinois rivers in the United States, one in Oregon, another in Illinois, and the third here in northwest Arkansas? The headwaters are just south of Hawkeye, located 16 miles southwest of Fayetteville. From there, it switchbacks north through the mountains past Siloam into Oklahoma, where it turns south, is impounded at Lake Francis, then again at Lake Tenkiller before it confluences with the Arkansas River. A quarter of a million people live on the 1,700-square-mile watershed. And on the Arkansas side, the U.S. Geological Survey have been sampling at the request of the nonprofit Illinois River Watershed Partnership under an EPA Clean Water Act Section 319 grant. The 319 program subsidizes water quality and conservation strategies to reduce pollutants and sediments. Program was recently cut by 20%, however. Dr. Delia Hawk is executive director.
Well, we're thrilled that we were able to receive the funding to do this particular project. And a similar project was done 15 years ago, but nothing very similar since that time. And what this one does that is so unique is it's looking at the fish, the algae, and the bugs, or the macroinvertebrates, and telling water quality by those communities, biological communities, and also by what we would call the habitat that's around the creek or stream, looking at those biological communities, but also looking at how much shade in terms of tree does the water have? Does it have a healthy riparian area? Does it have a healthy stream bank? Is it eroding? So it's looking at all of those factors combined. So it tells us much more than just a chemical analysis would tell us.
So basically taking a physical of the river and tributaries, not just doing a blood test or water sample. The Illinois River Watershed Partnership is a clean water advocacy and education group funded by the Walton Family Foundation, AEEP Foundation, and the Arkansas Natural Resources Commission. It's also sponsored by the cities of Fayetteville, Rogers, Bentonville, and Springdale, and supported by Walmart, Tyson Foods, and Simmons Foods, among other businesses. Dr. Delia Hawk says the health of the river has improved over the years due to less pollution being produced by agriculture, industry, and municipalities, plus the addition of more riparian buffer zones.
A riparian area is the land next to a body of water. So it can be a creek, a stream, a river, a lake. And you want to make sure that that is a healthy vegetative area so that it can filter out excess nutrients before they go into the water.
After centuries of logging and clearing, farmers and landholders along the river and its tributaries are now being encouraged to replant specific trees and shrubs along stream banks to help stabilize soil, prevent erosion, and provide shade for wildlife. Jim Peterson, USGS Ozarks Plateau Study Unit Chief, is lead scientist on the Watershed Sampling Project. It's modeled on NAQUA, the USGS National Water Quality Assessment. The Ozarks Plateau is one of 50 ecoregions included in that nationwide survey.
Part of the Clean Water Act, and it has to do with non-point sources of pollution. So rather than pollution that's coming out of a pipe, it's pollution that's reaching streams, kind of in a more diffuse fashion.
Until recently, thousands of industrial poultry farms operating on the watershed were spreading poultry waste, called litter, on hay fields as fertilizer. A key ingredient in chicken and turkey feed is phosphorus. It's a nutrient added to increase bone strength. But once it enters streams, excess phosphorus causes algae to bloom, robbing water of oxygen. The state of Oklahoma, which designated the Illinois a scenic river back in 1970, grew increasingly alarmed. In 2002, the State Water Resources Board adopted a strict phosphorus level to protect the Illinois and five other scenic rivers in Oklahoma. A year later, Arkansas agreed to drastically reduce wastewater treatment plant phosphorus levels, but failed to enact any laws regarding poultry litter land application. Farmers are required to use so-called best management practices, soil testing and not spreading litter during rain events. Still, the state of Oklahoma in 2005 filed suit against Tyson Foods and five other poultry integrators for polluting the Illinois River. The 50-day bench trial heard in U.S. District Court in Tulsa ended February 2010. A decision on the groundbreaking case is still pending. But scientists believe the watershed can recover. Here in Northwest Arkansas, USGS hydrologist Jim Peterson and his team began to sample 18 diverse sites on the river and its tributaries last July.
The sites span a range of land uses, so from the sites that have relatively high amount of forest in the basin on up through either a high percentage of agriculture in the basin or a high percentage of urban, suburban land use in the basin. Plus, we have some sites that also are downstream of wastewater treatment plants. Typically, around 15 to 45 square mile basin, so smaller or maybe moderate-sized streams in the basin. So we're not doing too much. Well, we've got one site on the Illinois River itself, but nothing down kind of on the lower part of the main stem of the Illinois. And the reason for that is that, you know, one of the factors that determines, for example, fish community is the size of the stream. So we want to keep our streams fairly uniform in size.
Problem is, sampling started during a record heat wave and moderate drought.
Four of those 18 were, by the time we started sampling, the stream flow was so low that we decided to postpone that sampling and come back in the summer of 2012. Of course, it was some of the hottest conditions we've had in quite a while, so it does pose some problem to us being out in the field, but anytime you can get your feet in the water, it helps.
Both to chill and sample, right? So testing will start up again next summer. This year, Illinois River Watershed Partnership Executive Director Delia Hawk helped out.
So I was able to do the one they did this summer up at Osage Creek in Rogers and looked at a few of the sites when they were doing the early reconnaissance. They looked at about 36 different sites and then narrowed it down to 18.
Including Mud Creek, Clear Creek, Barren Creek, Fly Creek, Flint Creek, Wildcat Creek, Weddington, and Spring Creeks, as well as, of course, the Illinois River. Jim Peterson and his team are looking at previous research conducted here for insight. And scientists with the Arkansas Water Resources Center have for years tracked phosphorus levels streaming from both municipal wastewater as well as poultry farms. And in 1999, UA engineer Dr. Marty Matlock studied three streams on the Oklahoma side to determine impact of unmitigated nutrient loading. And we got a dose of that this past summer when northeastern Oklahomans had to reckon with an unprecedented toxic algae outbreak on Grand Lake and Keystone Lake due to excess nutrients and fertilizer runoff. The heat and drought also contributed to the problem. Scientists reported toxic blooms were also detected at Lake Tenkiller. None, however, were reported on Arkansas waterways.
I'm not aware that Lake Tenkiller had any even close to a blue-green algae bloom, so that would be news to me. But the one at Grand Lake, the chairman of this Oklahoma Scenic Rivers Commissioner and I went up to Grand Lake and talked with, they have a watershed alliance that has formed around the lake there, and talked with them about, you know, what they think is happening and going on. Of course, that drains from southeast Kansas. So what we find that we have in common are multi-state watersheds.
To that end, Dr. Hawk organized a four-state watershed academy in late September, inviting agency heads, politicians, tribal leaders, activists, and scientists.
We were able to have the EPA administrator, Dr. Armendariz, attend, and it was his first time to be on the ground in the watershed. So we were able to give him somewhat of a quick tour of the watershed, and much of what he has read, he was able to really look at and see some of the good work, the great work that's been done, but also some of the challenges that we're still facing and we want to work together on to address. And then we were able also to have Governor Beebe come and address the luncheon, and the Secretary of the Environment from Oklahoma was in attendance. And so those were some really positive conversations that said, you know, let's look at the next 10 years, the next 20 years. What are the things that we need to really work on together? Because that's the only way we're going to solve these more complex issues.
Another four-state watershed academy is planned for next fall in southeastern Missouri. Results from the USGS Illinois River Watershed Survey will be published by mid-2013. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.